In Derry at the moment, serious concerns about the number of shootings that are happening. I want to speak to Sinn Féin councillor Sandra Duffy. Sandra Duffy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You have your worries and your concerns about the police action in particular, about the growing number of shootings in Derry over the recent months, including the very recent ones.
Yes, Frank. We are actually very concerned in Derry at the minute. We have seen an upsurge in armed gangs. We have seen a shooting last week of a 17-year-old boy. We had a shooting last night. We've had a number of properties that have been shot at. We've had armed gangs try to access people's homes. So we're quite concerned that there has been an upsurge in this activity. And at this point, we're concerned that we're not seeing action from the police. We are not seeing them addressing this issue. So we're calling on the police to come out publicly and tell us what exactly that they're doing at this point to prevent these activities, to follow up on the incidents that have happened and to allay the fears of the public.
Who do you believe are responsible for the shootings? Is it linked to dissident Republicans?
Well, we don't know at this point, Frank, because at this point we have seen no arrests, we've seen no follow-up. Which is why we're seeking a meeting with the police this week to address those issues, to see what their views are on it.
But is there and I'm thinking of Limerick here at the moment, is there almost a Limerick-type issue whereby there had been a lot of gang warfare in Limerick over the best part of about 10 years? Is that something that's coming up in Derry, or is it not anything like that?
No, I don't believe so. I believe that it is small microgroups in terms of dissident Republicans who are at this point trying to take control of our communities. We can't allow that to happen. The communities don't want that to happen. I've been on the streets over the last number of weeks, and indeed have been on the streets this morning and speaking to local residents, and they absolutely do not want to see these activities happening on the streets.
So are you calling on the PSNI, for example, because the most obvious thing they would do is to carry out house searches. Are you calling for them to do that?
Well, I'm calling for them to come out and tell us what they are doing at this point, because I'm not saying that they're doing nothing, but we are not seeing it visibly on the ground. So we need the police to tell us what they're doing at this point and what their plans are for the future, which is why we're seeking a meeting with them. And indeed, our MP, Alicia McKellion, has a meeting organised now for Wednesday.
But would Sinn Féin be supporting them if they're knocking doors and going into houses in areas where generally Sinn Féin would get significant support?
Well, we have at this point, we have good neighbourhood teams in the areas who are supported by the local community. They are active on the ground. They have built good relationships with local residents and young people and community groups. And I feel that maybe if those neighbourhood teams were better resourced, then people couldn't act with the impunity that they're currently acting with.
How fearful are people generally in the areas that have been affected by the shootings?
Well, people are. People are expressing their fear to me. They're saying that they don't know what is going to happen next. It's nearly coming as a weekly occurrence that there is some incident within the city. And indeed, last week there was two incidents. So people are fearful that these are becoming more and more frequent, and they don't know what's going to happen next. Indeed, someone could quite easily lose their life in the next incident.
Are you factoring into this that the police are also targets for these gunmen?
Well, we do understand that the police are targets, but at this stage, it's the local community and people within the local community that seem to be the targets.
However, the police during their investigations, or the police when they are doing follow-up searches, or the police mounting checkpoints, these dissident Republicans will target the PSNI.
Yes, and I do not want to see the police being put at any risk, but that is another reason why we want the police to come out. And if there is a reason that they're not going into a community and they're not following up on things, that they need to explain to us and explain to the public, explain to the communities why these armed gangs seem to be allowed to act with impunity.
Okay. Sandra Duffy, thanks for raising it with us. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Sinn Féin councillor in Derry, Sandra Duffy.